we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I promised to go to George Perry, Robert Jasper, and others. We're live into overdrive, deeper into the hour. We're going to let Dr. Roberts go here in about 5 minutes. Former head of policy, Reagan administration at the Treasury, written many books. His latest book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, tells why America is disintegrating. And it's available just better bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com as well. He also writes public columns and just gives them out to everybody. Great guy. Used to write syndicated columns but didn't like being censored. So he just fights for absolutely free, the true mark of a true patriot. And we really appreciate he's fighting for freedom, which is the greatest prize, the great jewel. In closing, we were talking during that one-minute break, Dr. Roberts, and I was saying I wish there was a free country to move to. You were saying, yeah, there really is nowhere with these globalists. They're trying to destroy Switzerland. You pointed out that's one of the better places still, but they're trying to get rid of its laws and its sovereignty. And then you said, but I don't think that they can get China. Elaborate on that.
Well, it has a government that has long-term fault capability, and that is in control of the situation, has plans to make China the world power, and it realizes the United States is insane, and will be doing whatever it can to insulate itself from the fallout of the American collapse. So I don't think China has any interest in globalism. You know, China has always been Chinese.
Isolationist.
That's right. They're Chinese, and they're not globalists. And so I don't think any kind of scheme can get them, but I could be wrong.
Well, listen, Mao had to kill 60-something million of them to get them in line. They are the original capitalists. And what you're saying is that communism is about a centimeter thick. Under it is basically isolationist business people, and China, and that won't play too well. Look how China spends all their money getting 94% of rare earth mineral mines in the world. Look at how they're building highways, speed rail, everything. We have got a dilapidated 70-year-old rail beds in this country.
Yeah, you can hardly go anywhere on a train here. I think China is outside of their plans. And I think Russia is, too. I don't think they can get Russia. They're trying, but I don't think they can. And they almost did, but Putin put an end to that. And I just don't believe that they have the kind of power to do what this globalism thing is all about. I just don't think they have power.
But they sure run our country, and they're sure going to rob us on the way to destruction and attack every country they can.
Well, they seem to be doing that. You know, look, we were talking about what the American people can do, and the trouble with the people is I'm saying they're brainwashed because they're patriotism, they're ignorant, they're unaware, and so they haven't any reserves. I mean, people don't have food stocks, they don't have any plans, they don't have any unity. You know, people don't like each other, neighbors can't get along, people are more concerned to run down the people they need to be united with.
Well, you're right. On average, America is lazy and rotten. That doesn't mean we don't have good people here, but I got to tell you, Americans have become lazy and rotten.
Yeah, and they have no awareness. There's no unity. And they're so split and divided, and they're at each other's throats. I'm not just talking about rich and poor. I'm talking about among the poor, among the middle class. You know, it's not a... I don't think the United States is, for a very long time, has ever had any real unity. It's every person for himself, you know. It's even broken up families. It's like that, even with the family.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't give you any possibility of a 17th century.
Well, it's a cycle of decadence, though. Every society goes through this, and in the end, it is what it is. We've got to spread the word and do what we can. There is an awakening happening, but you're right. A lot of folks are very decadent. Dr. Roberts, thank you for spending time with us. We look forward to speaking to you again here very soon.
Okay, Alex. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Have a great week coming up. We're going to come back, take your phone calls, cover some other issues. Stay with us. Key information straight ahead.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse? And that the Secretary General of the United Nations has always been a socialist from the day that it was founded? Therefore, it can only bring about a one-world communist government. Do you realize that they will be in charge of all weaponry that the United States and every other nation turns over to it? Any nation that rebels, they will just send a nuclear weapon to bring it into subjection. We'd like to help you understand how these world events are going to affect you in the near future by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? And who are you? Make a choice. Decide which side of history you're on. Are you part of the reality-based community that Karl Rove despises? Or are you someone that wants to be delusional, wants to be conned, who thinks perception is reality? That lives in fantasy lands. This broadcast is about reality. And that's why we're going to win. And America is full of some of the hardest working, smartest, best people on the planet. But yes, many of us have become decadent and slovenly. None of us are perfect. But by realizing that we've been brought up with issues of little or no significance, distracted with things that don't matter, that our minds have been filled with information. You know, the average American doesn't know the three branches of government, but knows all about football or all about baseball or all about acting cool. I mean, we're going to get hurt. We're getting hurt because we become chumps. Let's get streetwise now. Let me tell you, tyranny's a good way for folks to wake up. That's why the globalists are racing to get it in place before you wake up, and they know you're waking up. Roberts is bummed out, you know, because he's been on the inside of it, and he just can't believe how corrupt it's gotten and how ridiculous. And I understand his pessimism at some points, and it's always interesting to have him on, but I'm on the ground. I mean, I'm well known, and I go all over the country, and I see people everywhere. And let me tell you,
it's exponential what's happening. I want to jam in Robert, George, Perry, Jasper, Aaron, and then that's going to be it. And we'll go back into the key information that we were covering in retransmission, but we're live right now. The big news is Fukushima plant number 2 has melted down. It didn't melt out of the core. The core got damaged and ruptured, and it basically melted through that hole and into the concrete and through the floor. And it could blow up any time or just keep off-gassing radiation 100,000 times safe levels. That's Japanese government. But that's not big news anymore. We've moved on to the latest celebrity scandal. We've moved on to the war and how humanitarian it is, but it's not a war because the government said so. And the ground troops, they're getting ready. They're not ground troops. They're helper humanitarian people. And they're offering you the lie. They're hoping you're lazy and stupid. I know our listeners aren't, but we've got to reach out to the rest of the public and wake them up out of their trance, and it's getting easier and easier. Remember, last hour, we need to make this the number one Google search term today, because I shot a video last night. Aaron's adding all the documents right now. It should be done in the next few hours. It's close to done, but he's still got to upload it to the Alex Jones channel at YouTube with its one channel, 96 million plus views. And I hope this gets a million views. The headline on the video will be Al-Qaeda 100% Pentagon run. And we already have an article out at Infowars.com that's a data sheet that says Al-Qaeda 100% Pentagon run. And the search term is Al-Qaeda Pentagon run. Put A-L-Q-A-E-D-A, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, A-L-Q-A-E-D-A, that word in, or Al-Qaeda, however you like, Al-Qaeda Pentagon run. Hit them and hit the NSA Google system hard. Let's show them the power. We've always succeeded, except if I do this at the end of the show, then there's not enough folks to take action to do it. Let's make it number one. Al-Qaeda, Pentagon, run. Al-Qaeda, Pentagon, run. Al-Qaeda, Pentagon, run. Put it in Google and then click and re-enter it over and over again. Let's hit them. Let's hit them hard. I haven't done this in over 3 weeks. We haven't done this. Do it together. Al-Qaeda, Pentagon, run is the search term, those three words. And the article we'll lead everybody to is Al-Qaeda 100% Pentagon run with all these links. Libyan rebel leader admits links to Al-Qaeda fighters. Here's another one. Libyan rebel leader admits connection to Al-Qaeda assets in Iraq. 911 mastermind invited to Pentagon. Al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon just months after 9/11. Contrived propaganda tape reveals war on terror fraud. Al Jazeera is a front group for U.S. military industrial complex. Al Zawahiri video is a Pentagon propaganda psyop. 11 reasons why the threat from Al-Qaeda isn't real. Who was behind Al-Qaeda in Iraq? Pentagon acknowledges fabrication of Zarqawi legend. It's all there with the video going up soon. Al-Qaeda, 100% Pentagon run. Search term, Al-Qaeda Pentagon run. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Thanks for holding. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I think we should also try to get Anwar al-Awlaki. We should do some sort of bombing with people who know how to change the WikiLeaks, not WikiLeaks, but the Wiki files that they have on the web for your, what do you call it, the encyclopedia.
Wikipedia.
We should put on there that he is a CIA operative run by that and proven by the particular things. That way, when people look this up and we keep changing it to keep bringing that back up if they take it off,
That's right. That's right. Hit the Anwar al-Awlaki Wikipedia, one of the top links on him, and real editors of it should be able to do it. All the articles about how he's admittedly CIA, just start hitting it and hitting it and hitting it.
Okay. And another thing I think we should do is we should maybe somebody just like you did for your contest, we should put up ways to put a section off for one of those. I forgot what you call those little boards where it looks like Cheney or the president, and you take pictures in front of it, and we should get one of those, and maybe you can print it out on your printer in pieces, and then make them up, and then we go in front of the Pentagon, the White House, and then here's al-Awlaki, and then he has a dinner plate.
Oh, well, you can't go in front of the White House and protest because they won't give you a permit, and even if you do, they'll arrest you. This isn't freedom, but I appreciate your call. How dare you in America think you're allowed to protest? I think this is America. Perry in Illinois. Great points, George. Perry, go ahead.
I was watching Democracy Now! Today, and they had this woman on there named Helen Caldicott, and she did research on the thresholds for nuclear materials, not radiation, the actual materials that are used in fissile nuclear reactions. And these materials are deadly at 1 microgram.
Oh, yes.
1 microgram. That's smaller than a grain of dust.
But it's no problem that they're having total Chernobyl meltdown and it's blowing this way. See, again, the background radiation isn't high, but if you get the microgram that's coming in out of the atmosphere, it goes in your lungs, you get lung cancer 2 years later. But see, then they can deny it.
And this whole Libya thing, it's like a wrestling match when the bad guy's ref messes, when the bad guy's coach messes with the ref. And then the bad guy pins the good guy. That's just what the news is like now. It's like a wrestling match where the referee is being distracted. It's ridiculous.
Very good points, Perry. Thank you. Moving quick to get to everybody. Robert in Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes.
Yes.
Alex?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you quite a bit, though. I'm all excited trying to organize myself here, organize my thoughts. I ran across a couple things on the media the other day that kind of stuck in my craw. I thought maybe you'd be interested.
Sure, tell us.
A talk show host, radio talk show host, I just happened to run across him. He's apparently trying to start a new fad. When people call in, they ask him how he's doing, and his pat answer is, better than I deserve. And then I noticed that it was turning around, and he was asking people that called in how they were doing, and they say, better than I deserve. And I'm thinking, now what is this better than I deserve thing? I mean, is this guy trying to get American radio listeners to just automatically resign themselves to the fact that they don't deserve what they have?
Well, listen, Robert, I appreciate your call. You're on to something. All over Whole Foods, they have magazines about austerity and how great it is to be poor and how it's good to be robbed and be a chump. And you're hit on something here. People don't like to admit they're under attack. So they're making it stylish to be under attack so they can feel powerful in being losers. It's very sick. I call it the giggling, gibbering slave mentality. Jasper in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good.
And I have a question for you, and this might concern some of your callers. I make under $10,000. I make under $10,000 a year, right? And I don't have any money. I have two kids. I can't afford to do my Second Amendment. I can't afford non-GMO seeds or gold. What do people like me do in this situation?
You buy a lawnmower and knock on 100 doors, and 20 people will tell you can mow their yard. And then you'll have giant wads of cash in your pockets after mowing the yards.
Well, thank you. And may the force be with you. Victory, not vengeance.
All right, good to hear from you, Jasper. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in Nevada. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Aaron, GoNop.com, GoNop Radio. Check it out. They are actually considering decommissioning the Fukushima reactors, which alludes to the fact that they have been trying to salvage them all along.
Okay. No, that's admitted. That's why they didn't. No, they've been trying to save them the whole time.
Exactly. And the president of the company was just admitted into the hospital last night. The whole thing is this issue of the corporatists, just like BP, want to go forward and get through this at the other end. They're citing, the president is citing, they want to provide power for the people of the Fukushima prefecture. And they're also discussing liability and legal ramifications. So this is their whole focus. It's a corporate...
No. For what, 18, 19 days, whatever it is now, they've been covering their hind end. And they're also covering up what's happening at the hospitals, the radiation sickness. I wonder why the head of the plant suddenly in the hospital. He should be healthy if he was around radiation, according to Ann Coulter.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Here's the key. He has recently said he wants to cover parts of the plant in a Chernobyl concrete encapsulation, like I've come on here and said on the show previously. But they want to keep a portion of it going. This is the.
Well, it's not just that, though. If you have ruptured containment facilities from the explosion, even if you put a sarcophagus around it, it'll burn and melt through that. And it's now done that at number two. We're out of time. Thank you, Aaron. Gator, Sue, we'll have to get to you guys tomorrow. Key information dealing with the fake al-Qaeda threat coming up from the retransmission from the first hour. But there's the headline, Japan nuclear power plant boss in the hospital. The president of the company that owns Japan's stricken Fukushima nuclear power station has been taken to the hospital, and he's suffering from diseases and high blood pressure. Yeah, I bet. Kind of like the president of Egypt disappeared with a stroke. Wonder if he's got radiation sickness. He's been around the Fukushima facility. But he should be great, according to Ann Coulter. Search al-Qaeda Pentagon Run. Do it right now. Let's make it number one.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The preacher man says it's the end of time and the Mississippi River.
You see, they want you domesticated. They want you dumbed down. They don't want you to have a fighting spirit, an instinct to stand up for yourself, to stand up for your family. You know, if you catch some baby raccoons in your fishing cabin and they're in there digging around in your cupboard and you run in and start trying to swat them with a broom, Mama, if she's around, will attack you. But see, humans have always been like that. But now when the CPS comes to take your kids, people just give them up to them. Or when the IRS comes to take your house for the Federal Reserve, people don't even resist. In fact, they just fall down and cry. And so we've been domesticated like domesticated animals so that we're more easily sucked off of and slaughtered intellectually and physically. So when I say the ability to be free is 2 plus 2 equals 4, when it's on Fox News and Associated Press, then Amar Al-Awlaki, who runs all the major terror attacks in the West, is secretly hanging out at the Pentagon while he's on the most wanted list, and we'll put that up on screen from Fox News. There it is, exclusive, Fox News. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Or the Times of London. Or Newsweek reporting 9 years ago that the top Taliban and Al-Qaeda were captured, and then the military was ordered to fly them out to safety. Just search Airlift of Evil. And they were like, why did we let them go and then give them gold? Because they'd done a good job. They stage as the fake enemy, the decoys, as the excuse to take over Afghanistan and the opium, $500 billion a year, 90-plus percent of world opium production, what, 92%. And then they're flown out to safety. And then they're moved into Pakistan. And then the globalists can start then bombing that country. And then they're moved into Libya and are then called heroes. And U.S. and British special forces, now we learn, confirmed 6 weeks ago, begin leading al-Qaeda in an attack. But separately, Reuters comes out and says Anwar al-Awlaki, in an article published yesterday, if you can even believe this, said the removal of his anti-Islamicist autocrats like Gaddafi meant Islamic fighters and scholars were now freer to discuss and organize. And he praised what's happening in Tunisia, Egypt, Libya. Now, this is a known, this guy, the media now reported, is bigger than bin Laden. He had been his number two. They now see bin Laden, who we know died a long time ago. Well, he's gone as the boogeyman. It's Anwar al-Awlaki, who publicly works for the Pentagon. Publicly. And I was on ManCal this morning, who never could believe us. He said, I guess you're right, on air, on close to 100 big stations. He said, I guess you're right. It's true. Al-Qaeda does work for the Pentagon. See, ManCal, Eric ManCal Mueller finally could say 2 plus 2 equals 4. He could finally do it. Now, can you do it? Because all I'm pointing out is here, he's publicly works for the Pentagon, trained in the U.S., head CIA officer, trained for decades here, sent in, turns out, leading the rebels, head of NATO admits al-Qaeda's the core. Doesn't mean there aren't other Libyans who joined in and who don't like Gaddafi. The fact is, we're being told al-Qaeda's the good guys. We're going to talk more about this later. With Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others. But, I mean, there it is. Can you say 2 plus 2 equals 4? Or are you like the general public, like Winston Smith being tortured in 1984, who just says, I don't know, I can't understand it. You can't understand something that 2 plus 2 equals 4? Now we're going to come back and go to tattoo artist Levi Smith of Jade Monkey Tattoo in Phoenix. I think he's the owner. But first, I want to play a few minutes of these new digital tattoos that are so cool, everybody's got to get them to buy and sell with a mark on your body. Here it is.
Meets reality. The idea of having barcodes with personal information tattooed on your body. It is here. Take a look at this. A tattoo artist in Phoenix is offering to give QR code tattoos. Now, QR stands for quick response. And when you take a photo of the code on your phone, it can take you right to the person's Facebook website and get their personal information.
It goes to a content there.
It's something different that nobody else will have. It's my tattoo, and no one else can have it.
And as far as we know, Levi Smith at Jade Monkey Tattoo in Phoenix is the only shop offering the tattoos. And this morning we have Levi with us. Thank you very much for
coming. Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to come back and talk to Levi. But you see that poor Jones girl? Man, that shames the name Jones. But I mean, she's not a bad person. We can hopefully get in contact with her and wake her up. But, I mean, did you notice her ignorance? It's all about me. It's mine. No, it takes who you are and lets the government and the system dehumanize you and track you off your Facebook that it's connected to and dehumanize you, honey. Okay? And look, she's probably a very nice person, but once you're so self-centered and so me, it's my tattoo, you'll find with these vassals out there that can't even think for themselves, that they just love the latest form of dehumanization. And hey, it's your body. But the issue is, that, well, it's a very sophisticated issue, but on the face of it, the Nazis put digital numbers so they could put it in a computer to track the concentration camp victims. And we all know this, and we know this is being deployed against everyone. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Get up! Stand up! Escape from the prison planet. All right, if you just joined us, in the last segment, we showed a young lady saying, "It's mine. It's my personal tattoo. No one else can have it. It's mine." A very, very interesting KPHO out of Phoenix reports on Phoenix tattoo artists offer scanner codes, and this is going on in other places in the U.S. and Europe, but his particular case has gotten a lot of attention, and these are those modern barcodes that look like a collection of little squares and dots, and it's very popular. You see people sticking it up on, you know, the sides of areas on city streets where flyers are hung. You can walk up with your smartphone and scan it, and then it takes you to the website. And I guess instead of actually walking up and, say, typing in Infowars.com, you just actually just go there. And I wanted to talk about this because there's a big move, and I saw an article back in 1999 in the Washington Post saying the Pentagon was interested in the self mutilation community, the tattoo community, body modification community, because they thought that was a way to mainline implantable microchips and barcode tattoos for the military and others. And mainstream news has reported they've had test programs with implantable chips with the U.S. military. So I'm very interested in this overall move. And joining us is Levi Smith. And Levi Smith is with the Jade Monkey Tattoo in Phoenix, Arizona. He's the owner. Twitter.com, Levi Tattoo. Facebook is Tattoo Monkey. Thank you for joining us, Levi.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
So where did you get the idea to start this? Tell us about the technology. Tell us about how many people are getting these there at your tattoo shop.
Three of them so far now, and this QR code technology has been around for actually quite a while. I guess around like 20 years. It was really popular in Japan and stuff, and it seems to be a really great and effective marketing tool. It's going to be getting a lot more popular in the U.S. And I was checking them out for using for marketing, and I ran across on the internet this guy knit a QR code into a sweater, and you could still scan it with a smartphone, and it would still take you to where you wanted, where it was supposed to take you, and so. With that, I figured, I could tattoo one of those. So, I called up a friend of mine, and without really knowing if it would actually scan or not, we did like a little test run, and it turned out. And I was actually kind of shocked that it was scannable. And so I put the word out, and I did a couple more, and now I'm tattooing a heavy metal band. Each member of the band is getting the QR code tattooed on to go to their band website and all that stuff. And it's a pretty stripped out thing.
Well, look, I'm not here to judge you individually, and obviously this is a fun gimmick, but obviously many people have gotten fake barcode tattoos with 1984 under it to say that they're against being turned into a product. They're against the face scanning that creates a digital barcode from the measurements of your face or your thumbprint being used for some really draconian government controls. I'm sure you've heard about license plate reading cameras, face scanning cameras, and the fact that people would want to run out and, get a barcode and put it on their body to then connect it to their Facebook. I'm sure you've seen the reports about the dehumanizing effects of Facebook and things like that, where people don't have real relationships. They just basically collect friends like baseball cards.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that as well. And there is a clear line between the people that are really interested in this sort of thing versus those that really find it kind of abhorrent and find it as something that's kind of a warning as, potential times to come with, the loss of privatization and, the increasing influence of technology in our immediate personal lives. The people that are really getting them much more tend to be younger people, counterculture people, people that are kind of using it to kind of own it, the same way that like minority groups would use racial slurs and stuff towards themselves as a way to kind of take it back, sort of thing.
There's a lady getting one of these where she says it's mine, only I can have it. But I mean, I don't see that as it being hers. It now ties her into the Matrix, and she's basically taking, some corporate Pentagon. I mean, it is the Pentagon that developed the barcode in 1984 of all years. They made a deal with Walmart to demand all of their suppliers have the barcode. Now they want RFID tracker chips in all products so that in MIT, in the Pentagon's own words, they'll be able to track the real world, like cyberspace, with all these tracker chips. And I've noticed with clothes I get laundered, they now stick an RFID glued sticker without asking me that rips your clothes if you take it off. So now I have to go to a new launder place to get some of my clothes laundered because they're not even asking. They're just sticking this on my clothes, gluing it to it. And sure, it's convenient for them. But more and more, I'm sure you've heard about the FBI putting tracker chips on cars without warrants.
Right. Reality, because it's so much easier to control a digital world than the real chaotic world. So, in an attempt to control that more, this could very well be used as a method. These QR code tattoos, but also they're very, very easy to modify and stuff. So, I don't think that they're really viable as a control device or a tracking device, where something like RFID chips or some kind of like a magnetized ink or some crazy nanotechnology.
Sure, you're right. Telling you, the Pentagon was in Washington Tech, the tech publication, the Washington Post at the time, in 99. And they said, we love the body modification, the mutilation, the tattoo movement, mainlining, because their psychological warfare breakdowns show that that would then cause the public to forced microchipping, as the Mexican Attorney General of his office employees in Mexico City. And so, you know, my point here is that you're right. We don't need the tattoo. They already get your digital when you get a driver's license, put it in a federal database, and now can track you. Your face basically forms, you know, their own barcode.
Yeah.
But I mean, my whole issue is just, I mean, did you hear about the Verichip company that signed up with a bunch of Baja Beach clubs in the U.S. and Europe to get into the VIP area with the girls in bikini implantable microchip?
Really? Wow. I've heard of Verichip, but I didn't realize that they were already implementing that, you know, in those kinds of ways, like on a commercial level. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, if you just type into a search engine Baja Beach Club or nightclubs, Baja Beach Club, nightclub, yeah. Verichip, implantable chip. I mean, because that's what the global engineers, Ray Kurzweil and others, write books about it. They say, look, at first you won't be able to have a job if you're not implanted and if you don't do all this augmentation and brain chips.
Well, yeah, you'll be a non-person if you sit out and refuse to get these trackable devices that control your ability to purchase and sell and everything that we've always been warned about, then you're not going to be allowed to take part in that digital society. You know,
by standardizing, Levi,
mm-hmm.
And obviously you're a smart guy, you're talking to you. I was going to yell at you, but you obviously know what's going on.
This is totally my sort of thing. I've had some of my friends call me the Antichrist for doing this, and you know, and I think it's kind of funny, and I may be in some way contributing to the psychological acceptance of doing this sort of thing, but it's not something that that I'm not necessarily blind towards, and I'm not exactly for it either. But at the same time, I'm part of that counterculture movement that wants to kind of own it. If we can use this technology in ways and understand it, you know, maybe we can use it to fight.
But
that.
Levi Smith, when you dance with the devil doesn't change, he changes you. You know, beware staring into the abyss, lest you become the abyss.
Right.
But expanding on that, here's what I'm trying to say. The Pentagon, MIT, they all created the global infrastructure, the internet, all these systems. They admit that they're going to force all business through it so that then only mega corporations can basically operate in the system. And all of this barcoding, all of this stuff is extincting local businesses, community. Now they're harassing roadside places selling eggs or oranges or watermelons. They're now arresting people selling fresh milk. They're now hunting down with the animal ID, premises ID, trying to shut down local farms and ranches. This is a full spectrum dominance matrix control system. And I'm telling you, you can't own this. I'm telling you, this is playing directly into their hands. Perhaps by you doing this, and now if you speak out about it and point this out, perhaps some good can be made of it. But I'm telling you, this is going to destroy us.
There's a great possibility of that. I've got a lot of faith in humanity and the inherent difficulty in actually maintaining any kind of control over us for a certain amount of time. I mean, you know. It's also said that, you know, that we'll win, you know, the people will win, but it's that trial and tribulation that we have to go through that maybe will help us in a way and help, help move our culture forward and move out of this, this violent, kind of state that we tend to have been in for the past, 3,000 years.
Well, Levi, here's the issue. The system implants modern versions of Christianity on record to make people believe the world is basically going to go through something so we can't stop this inevitable foregone conclusion, self-fulfilling prophecy, when the truth is every generation goes through crises. We need to see Rwandans, when they were being murdered, you know, the Tutsis were being killed by the Hutus, or was it vice versa? They believed it was the Tutsis being killed by the Hutus. Check that for me, folks. My memory fails in 93 or 94. The point is that they believed it was the end of the world and it was the Antichrist. People in Germany thought it was the end of the world and the Antichrist was Hitler. But the point is there are many Antichrists, and we need to say no to this system now, because even if it is the end of the world coming, we are being tested now on the decisions we make. And listen, that doesn't mean I'm on some high horse about what you're doing.
No, I get you. You know, this is something that's indicative of, you know, the warnings and whatnot. I agree that we have to, we have to be cautious towards these things. But, I don't know. It's to me, it's a novelty, and I'm a bit of a tech head. And, you know, like with like Ray Kurzweil and stuff, you know, I'm really optimistic about what technology can do for us and whatnot, and also its inherent dangers of, what it can take from us.
Sure, but I mean, you're probably getting into his more public rantings, where it's meant to look good to the proletariat. Here's an example. Most big gyms in Austin now, I can't have a membership at because they make you thumb scan to go in and lift weights.
Right.
Libraries, many public schools make the kids thumbprint, no cash allowed, no credit cards allowed. It tracks everything you do. We're entering a system under a global sales tax collected nationally, delivered to the IMF and World Bank internationally, where you're not going to be able to accept cash. You're not going to be able to accept a check. It's all being phased out. You're going to have to pay with your face scan, with your barcode, with your chip, with your RFID, and that's so you can't escape the taxes that are going to go up and up and up that are designed to break down the once vibrant real economy and the black market economy. So this system is death to
right.
true local community.
Right, right. Yeah, I do get you. I'm not sure what to say as far as like my position with doing the QR codes. I do realize my part in the the acceptance of this sort of thing. But I don't know. I seem to have a little bit more optimism in humanity's ability to generally resist this.
Oh, I have optimism. That's why I'm fighting right now.
Right, right.
Oh, we are going to win. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Do you have any children, Levi?
Yes, I do. I have a daughter, yeah.
How old is she, 5, 6?
She's actually 2 months old.
Well, we're entering a time when she's 10, 12 years old where would you stand up and fight or speak out if they were saying your daughter had the face scan? When she buys and sells, it'll just be a camera on the wall, but it's already here. But, to make sure she pays her national sales taxes, it's going to be graduated. I mean, would you be against that? Would you speak out against that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, because the fight is now. They're integrating this. They're setting it up. They had face scanning cameras up in the town I live in 10 years ago. They only admitted to the slaves last year. I mean, sir, the war is now. I mean, I'm just telling you. Did you know that most major cities don't just add fluoride to the water? They actually add radioactive isotopes?
Right, right. Treating the water and stuff to control, various balances in the body and the brain and whatnot to keep it docile and,
I mean, because that's admitted. I have the Rockefeller Foundation reports. It's also to kill you, slowly kill you. I mean, this is pretty hardcore is what I'm saying.
Right.
And the point is we've been eased in to this cold water. They've turned the heat up, and now we're boiling. And I'm just saying, I don't think we're going to own this getting barcodes that can actually be scanned by enemy platforms like Facebook. It's one thing to go into Facebook, as we do, into the Matrix to try to reach people with red pills. But I think it's another thing. To kind of say, make me a movie star in the Matrix, and I don't want to remember anything.
Well, and at the same time, though, people have been able to, individuals have been able to kind of own some of this technology and stuff, and even use like Facebook and Twitter to, to overthrow dictators, even. So it's kind of difficult to fully predict how these people, especially these younger generations, would seem to be so natural at all of this technology.
Sure, there are some people who are young and angry in Egypt and Libya, but, Al-Qaeda and the Pentagon are the real ones running. Have you seen the news, how they admit Al-Qaeda's the good guys now in the Libya?
No, Right, right, that the Eastern Libyan faction could have al-Qaeda elements.
Oh, they run by al-Qaeda, yeah. Have you heard about Anwar al-Awlaki, the now the head of al-Qaeda, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, look, the State Department registers and controls and works with Twitter. And I'm just here to tell you that those were staged revolutions over there. You noticed in Bahrain and other places where they're machine gunning crowds.
They haven't had the same kind of response equally throughout everything. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, we're not seeing coalition air raids on our allies who are shooting people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, I don't want to just sit here and talk at you. You've been a really nice guy, Levi Smith.
I appreciate it.
And so what do you got folks lining up now to get their barcode tattoos?
Yeah, some of them are. And then, some people are pretty upset. You know, it's about 50-50 right now. So if that's any indication, it's a state of the, acceptance towards this sort of thing.
Well, I understand your sophisticated view of, hey, it's individual. People made the choice. It's a way to own it. But you have to understand the symbol of something, even if somebody, say, got a swastika on their arm and they weren't a Nazi, and they said, I got it to educate people about, tyranny, still some people would be upset by the symbol because of their, their head screwed on straight. And so it's that symbol, it's that response. Like, you can throw a rubber snake at somebody and a lot of them will kind of jump back. It's not that it's a real snake, but it elicits that response. But in your case, it is a real snake. And look, very interesting discussion. Levi Smith, tattoo artist at the Jade Monkey Tattoo in Phoenix, Arizona. Take care, my friend. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world if he loses his soul? I'm not judging you. I'm as wicked as the day is long as well. I appreciate you joining us.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I talked to that tattoo artist, Levi Smith, during the break. It turned out he is a, quote, fan of our films. Didn't really realize what show he was on until he was partway into it. But here's the deal. These are working, real barcodes. It just mainlines it. The culture's putting them up everywhere to sell us on this system. We're being conditioned like animals, and I don't like it. So there is a malevolent, corrupt, dehumanizing system pushing all of this, and I'm sure Mr. Smith's nice. I'm sure the lady he was tattooing, Miss Jones, is nice. I think it's shameful to do this to your body, to do this to your flesh, to put barcodes on it that so people can visit your Facebook easier because they're too lazy. I mean, since Texas Instruments 30-something years ago came out with their cheaper calculators, you know, first they were thousands of dollars a piece, mathematics has fallen completely off. Most people with spell checkers now can't spell. I mean, it's almost like we're going to turn into legless, eyeless, earless little creatures with just a plug into our head who can't even communicate because we are being dehumanized by this. Technology is neutral, but the way it's being deployed, its architecture, the way it's being arranged is to break us off from the land, from reality. You know, the average young people are just running around having fun, all into themselves, not worried about radiation settling in over the U.S., cloud after cloud, day after day, belched out of the Fukushima shattered facility, plutonium, uranium spraying out 100,000 times safe levels. One core, they admit, is completely melted through the floor and is going into the water table. I mean, this is just off the charts horrible. And you know, they're not going to test the seafood in America out of the Pacific. You're going to eat it. We're going to eat it. We're going to keep using cell phones that are giving us brain tumors on record. We're going to keep drinking the fluoride until we wake up and say no. And it's really that simple. We're almost out of the book, if you want to get an excellent book to get into reality. We're almost out of it. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places by Joel Skousen. We're now shipping out Jesse Ventura, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Very powerful book. Great to what? Very sophisticated and complex and detailed, but very good for somebody who's not awake to what's happening because it's got 63 documents like Northwoods, and just countless others that will blow your mind, government drug dealing, you name it. It's all here. I think it's Ventura's best book. We've got a big discount on it. It's Infowars.com. That's how you support us. Also, the new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, only available at Infowars.com because Martin needed help printing the book up. And I said, sure, I'll print up a couple thousand for him. We'll be the main distributor until those are sold out. But Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, excellent book breaking down how we're integrated already into a Big Brother society. All that's left is the internet kill switch and arresting political dissidents because we're terrorists, according to the media, and because we don't like Al-Qaeda. So all of that available at Infowars.com. The great new film, of course, by Jason Burmes, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, that I produced. That's available at Infowars.com. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of it gets the word out. You're authorized to make copies of any films I've directed and produced. And to get them out to people, they're all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. The archive of the live video stream, the higher quality commercial-free podcast, expanded extras of all my films, exclusive interviews. We're flying all over the country in Canada to interview the top brains of the New World Order. Those are going up, new ones, multi-hour-long interviews every week. Big ones with Charlotte Iserby coming out and a bunch of others. 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month. Sign up for a year, get 3 months free, or just do the trial 1 month. PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're able to fund our operation. But you can also download the films, burn them to disc, give them to your friends and family, get them out to everyone you know. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And the online shopping cart for the books, the T-shirts, and the bumper stickers, all of it in the InfoWar, InfoWars.com. If you believe in what we're doing, please support us. It's a win-win-win-win-win in the InfoWar, and the general public is now really ready to be awakened. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.